From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International Turkey researcher Andrew Gardner said this kind of thing, quote, has never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in its entire history.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
Amnesty has called for the immediate release of the activists. It said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after it was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the prime minister's office had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an attempt to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after he had been in office more than 15 years. 35 coup organizers were also killed. Since last year's coup, operating under the state of emergency, the Turkish government has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants who it characterizes as supporters of the aborted coup. This is VOA News. The European Union and Britain have begun the first substantive round of negotiations on their separation, with both sides saying it is time to proceed quickly. David Davis is Britain's Secretary of State for exiting the European Union. At the start of a four-day session, he said, "It is incredibly important that we now make good progress." 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. 3 of the 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized Sunday morning off the coast of Dobunsha. Search and rescue missions were deployed immediately after authorities lost contact with the vessel, and the search for survivors was ongoing Monday. At least 22 people were killed when a two-story residential building in China's eastern Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, caught fire. 3 others were injured. The building was used as a dormitory for restaurant workers. Police have arrested an arson suspect. President Trump is continuing to defend his eldest son's meeting last year with a Russian lawyer who he expected was going to hand him incriminating material about Trump's election challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. On his Twitter account Monday, Mr. Trump said most politicians would have gone to a meeting like the one Don Jr. attended in order to get info on an opponent. That, he said on Twitter, is politics. Somalia has internet service again after a 23-day outage that cost the country's economy tens of millions of dollars. Somalia's Minister for Posts and Telecommunication told reporters in Mogadishu Monday that the internet link, which went down on June 24th, has now been fixed. And the United States needs more foreign workers to keep some American businesses from going under, according to a decision announced by American officials on Monday. The Department of Homeland Security said it will make 15,000 additional H-2B visas available for companies to hire temporary non-agricultural foreign workers before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. The Trump administration promotes what it calls a Hire American policy, and the president has repeatedly called for more limited immigration. The spokesman for DHS said that without the extra workers, American businesses could suffer irreparable harm. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.